Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, the Emergency Drought Commission met last week to direct all remaining funding allocated to the Conservation Commission. The Emergency Drought Commission also determined any funds unused and returned by the local conservation districts will also be redirected with those remaining funds. I had the opportunity to catch up with Executive Director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, Trey Lamb, and he talked about how the funding will be dispersed by the Oklahoma Conservation Commission.
There was $4.5 million remaining in the drought fund, so we're going to allocate that out to conservation districts, really based on the number of open applications that they have.
Lamb said the greatest need present based on applications was in northeastern Oklahoma.
Well, really, surprisingly, one of the greatest needs was in northeastern Oklahoma, Ottawa, Craig, and Nowata County. Nowata County alone, which is a relatively small county, had over 207 applications. So large number of applications in that area. Also seeing a big need in kind of southeastern, south central Oklahoma in that McAllister, Pittsburgh County down through Cole and through that area. So, and then of course, western Oklahoma is kind of where we always think about being dry. So there's always a lot of conservation demand in that area.
Looking forward, Lamb said he would like to see a more permanent solution in place.
But if we have this money in an emergency drought fund that's only available to be used when the governor declares a state of emergency, so the money could be there, maybe a small amount added each year, and then in that summer period or the next winter, late fall, before the legislature comes back in, if the governor declares it, the drought commission could meet again, allocate that money, and we'd be ready to go.
No new applications are being accepted by local conservation districts for the emergency drought cost share program at this time, and all actions of the commission are pending approval by Governor Kevin Stitt. Well, November exports of U.S. pork were the largest of 2022 in both volume and value. That's according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. November beef exports were below the large year-ago totals, but the 2022 export value already set a full-year record of nearly $11 billion. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said he cannot say enough about the tremendous performance of the Mexican market.
Really, the story continues to center around Mexico. We had an increase in value over a very large number a year ago, but the real story is about the value side. Second month in a row where we've been over $200 million in exports of pork to Mexico. We're already a value record for the year to Mexico as well through 11 months. In addition, Dominican Republic also has set a record. We're up substantially there. Pork variety meats continue to see dramatic growth.
Complete January through November export results for U.S. pork, lamb, and beef are all available at USMEF Statistics webpage. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.